Tuesday, July 29th, Memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. The first reading from Exodus chapter 33, verses 7 through 11, and chapter 34, verses 5 through 9 and 28. The tent which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Moses stood there with the Lord and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations, and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the third and fourth generation for their father's wickedness. Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people. Yet pardon our wickedness and sins, and receive us as your own. So Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights, without eating any food or drinking any water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Haydock Commentary. The tent was not the tabernacle which God had described, which was set up later, but one destined for public and private prayer. When it says that God spoke, it was the angel conducting the pillar of cloud speaking in God's name. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one man speaks to another. That is, in a most familiar manner, though, as we learn from this very chapter, Moses could not see the face of the Lord. The angel assumed a human form, which Moses knew could not fully display the majesty of God, and hence he begs to see his face or his glory, which God declares is impossible for any mortal to do. He addresses him, however, with unusual condescension, and speaks to him without any ambiguity, without any medium, as the Arabic expresses it. Other prophets were instructed by visions and were filled with terror. Joshua waited on Moses and was alone allowed to be present with him in the tabernacle. He did not sleep there, but guarded it from all profanation. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, etc. Some refer these words to Moses, others more probably to God, who had promised by this signal of the name of the Lord to testify his presence. Or the angel addresses God in this manner while Moses lies concealed in the rock, covered with the hand or cloud of God's representative. Of the 11 attributes here claimed by God, 3 regard his essence, 6 his mercy, and the last 2 his justice. The Gospel from John chapter 11, verses 19 through 27. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Haydock Commentary. Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother never would have died. These words show that the faith of the two sisters was but weak, as if the Son of God was not everywhere, or as if he could not restore him to life when dead and buried. Martha believed in Christ, but not as she ought to have done. She did not yet believe him to be God, but addresses him as one who is remarkable for virtue and approved of by heaven. So says St. John Chrysostom. I am the resurrection and the life. that is, the author of both. I am the resurrection. I am he who will at the last day raise him up. I can, therefore, if I will, raise him up now also. So says St. Augustine.